Jamaat Islami, Pakistan's largest religious party, staged a protest rally against formation of U.S. cantonment in the federal capital. Hundreds gathered, chanting slogans, Go America, Go! Led by Jamaat Islami chief Sayyid Munawwar Hassan, the crowd traveled towards the diplomatic enclave, guarded by heavy contingents of security forces.
U.S. embassy expansion is an alarming development in Islamabad, as many Pakistanis believe it's the new Pentagon for the American administration. The deployment of hundreds of Marines and increase of additional personnel for the new embassy, as analysts say, could escalate anti-American sentiments, deeply hampering U.S.-Pakistan relations in future.
The protesters expressed concern over the U.S.'s intention to expand its embassy near a nuclear installation and alleged that U.S. was after Pakistan's nuclear program.
American has a very great expansion plan in the name of embassy, and they want to bring APC in that embassy because they feel Islamabad is well-situated area from where they can control this region. They are eyeing on the nuclear arsenal of Pakistan.
They warned if the U.S. manages to implement its expansion plan, causing American troops to set foot in Pakistan, the same location will be their gravesite.
I hope that they learn the lesson from Iraq and Afghanistan. They cannot occupy a nation which refuses this occupation.
Addressing the protesters, JI's chief said that the U.S. had also started expansion plan in Karachi. He added that the U.S. plans to deploy 400 American Marines along with 1750 staffers for the new U.S. embassy, meaning it would rather be a military cantonment area.
Previously, the staff members were 750, and that is the maximum at the diplomatic level. Now they have increased it up to 1750. So they are building a cantonment here.
There is still hope that the Americans won't carry out their expansion plans, according to some Jamaat-e-Islami leaders who met with U.S. Special Envoy Ambassador Richard Holbrook to demand U.S. to rethink the consequences it could carry in terms of an outcry by Pakistani nation. According to reports, Mr. Holbrook has assured that there will be no massive U.S. Marine deployment, and most reports are based on fiction rather than facts.
If you look at those facts that were released by the U.S. Embassy just a few days ago, according to them, the U.S. is spending on the new construction more than $1 billion. These are the U.S. armed forces we are talking about. Whether their numbers are two dozen or several battalions, that does not even matter. The issue is, where is the sovereign status of Pakistan?
But if the U.S. does proceed with the new embassy establishment, many warn that more protests like this could turn hostile. In Islamabad, Sib Kaifi, Press TV.